Lots of good stories in the news today to choose from. Very interesting stories. And we were just chatting about the fact that the Canadian Medical Association Journal is saying spanking should be illegal. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I want to look at it from a different point of view, Mark, just in terms of it being a study and a scientific study. And any study, you have to have clear definitions of what your hypothesis is and your outcomes. So if we look at this and we look at spanking as another measure of an action being done, so say just as if, you know, if you're looking at harm or the outcome for harm, usually we measure, you know, the effect of a particular drug you're taking, a combination of drugs you're taking, and looking for what happens in the end. And so with regards to spanking, it's not an all or none type of thing. It's a matter of determining what is the potential damage from that particular act. And if we look at that act as a dose of something, how often is it done? What's the duration? Is it for days, weeks, months? Is it a particular time in a person's life? How strong is the dose? Is it something that is where you're actually beating a child or versus one swat on the bum? What are the confounding factors? What are the other family dynamics or what other interactions are going on at the time? And then try and correlate that with the outcome. And I think that's sort of the conundrum, I think, that as with many of the callers, face with regards to a lot of the anecdotal reporting. So a lot of anecdote is in there with as well as report itself. And so, you know, it's not a debate that we're going to solve in a few minutes.
But you're saying it's tough to study in a way that is impartial and beneficial.
That's right.
How do you do a control group of spanking and a control group of not spanking and see what the outcomes are?
That's it. So you end up with a lot of extrapolation.
Yeah.
And determining, you know, at what point in a person's life does it make a difference? I'm not saying yes or no to this. I'm just looking at it as answering your question with regards to how I approach these type of studies and how I tend to interpret them. We have to be consistent in how we look at the information, regardless of whether it is a physical act or whether it is a drug that we're using, if we're talking about a health outcome.
Yeah, and in this scenario, it's very hard to do.
Exactly.
Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.